This is the Tantalk Radio Network, AM 1340, WTAN.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
It's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. It's time to give you the love that you have in your heart. Hey guys, it's Connecting Caregivers today on the Tan Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, the show where you can find help and hope. And today, as always, I have with me my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Hello, thank you for having me, Miss Linda.
Oh, thank you for being here today. She's so formal, isn't she?
I usually say, hey.
Hey, yeah.
And then she gets mad, so.
Yeah, I told her to talk more. So anyway, and we have our producer, Tommy Connolly, on the boards today. Thanks, Tom. Glad you're here. And we have special guests today. We have Ashley Becker and Stacy Kensinger from In-Home Senior Fitness, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. So welcome, yeah. Ladies.
Thank you for having us.
We're glad you're here today. And we have Regina Wild from Island Life and Health, and we're going to talk about everything that's going on with the enrollment and things that our listeners need to hear, right?
Yes, thank you for having me as well.
So I'm glad you're here. So as always, caregivers, thanks for tuning in today. You know what I always say, I know that your time is very valuable. But today I want to say to you, caregivers, celebrate yourselves. You are awesome. The things that you do are awesome. The sacrifices that you make are unbelievable with the smiles on your faces. So if nobody else tells you today, I'm telling you. Thanks for the great job you do. You know, it's not like we take care of just anybody. We take care of people that we deeply love. And, you know, I just did a speaking engagement the other day. Actually, I spoke at Blake Medical Center in Bradenton at their support group. And you know, there's a whole physical side of caregiving that is very important, of course. But I think the most important side of caregiving is the emotional side. The emotional side that we're having conversations, that we're respecting each other's feelings. And at this support group, probably 3 or 4 of the men just started crying. And they were like, just the thought of somebody addressing my feelings. Not if I'm going to the bathroom, not if I'm taking pills, not if I, you know, drank this much water. So, you know what I say, caregivers, all the time? What happens is caregivers come to my support groups, and their loved one passes, and they still come back because they're part of the group, and they still want to share. And their biggest regret every time is that they were too task-orientated during their caregiving experience. So we're going to talk about some ways that you can get help as caregivers today, because if you have that help, your caregiving experience can be quite beautiful. I always say it can be the most horrific experience in your life or close to beautiful, depending on how you handle it. And that's why we have this show, to bring out the resources and the help for the caregivers. So before we start with the getting right into the show, I want to give a shout out to some of our newest listeners. We're so glad. We have Cindy from Tampa and Katrina from St. Pete and Mikey from Georgia. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
So thanks for listening. We really appreciate you listening. You can tell your friends about the show. Remember, if you can't listen to it live, you can listen to it on my website, Connecting Caregivers Radio, this show and all previous shows. So let's turn it over to Ashley and Stacy and tell us about your business, how it started, your mission, the whole deal.
So how we got started, Ashley is an occupational therapist and I'm a physical therapist, and we worked in a facility together, and we of course would rehab our patients and they would go home or back to their facility, and we would see a lot of them come back after having a fall.
Time and time again.
Yeah, and they kept coming back, and we were trying to figure out, well, how can we create an easier way for them to go home and continue their exercise routine safely, so they don't continue to have these repeated falls and rehospitalizations. So we created In-Home Senior Fitness. We go to their facility, and have a fitness routine with them. We work on fall prevention, We work with the caregivers that if they have one on teaching them techniques on how to keep the client safe and how to basically, you know, anything that we can work with them, with keeping them more balanced, keeping them.
Well, and just keeping them on track, because I think what happens is they get to a certain point and then they just stop.
Yeah, they become sedentary sometimes after they get done with therapy, and you know that might be fine for a little bit, but you know they have to continue on their fitness routines, and you know if they stay sedentary, that's when a lot of them start to have their falls and start
if you
to,
rest, you rust.
Right.
You have to think about that.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Exactly. And it's the truth, and I see it every day. And we know that the fall can be the end.
Right, yes. And that's a scary statistic that 1 in 4 people over the age of 65 will fall this year. And
don't look at me.
And if there's a hip fracture, a very scary statistic is that 1 in 4 after they have a hip fracture will die within 1 year.
Wow.
So falls is a very serious thing to us and for us and our care, our clients that we like to definitely focus on their strength
and balance.
Because after
the fall, too, there's the anesthesia and there's all those other things that happen.
All these other diseases start to set in because they're becoming more sedentary, whether they want to or not.
Right.
Yeah.
And let's talk about a little bit about people that have Alzheimer's and dementia. I think they become very stuck and they're just sitting in the chair and they're not doing anything. So can you give our listeners or people suggestions on what they can just do at home for their loved one?
Oh, sure. Actually, there's one statistic out right now that we can decrease the risk of Alzheimer's by up to 50% through exercise alone.
Wow. Can you hear that? 50%. Yeah.
And Stacy and I were privileged to lead the warm up for the 2017
Pinellas
in Alzheimer's. So we were just very honored to be able to participate in something like that. Alzheimer's dementia is near and dear to our hearts. I've been an occupational therapist for 7 years. She was a physical therapist for 4 years. So we've obviously seen a lot of Alzheimer's. It's a very challenging diagnosis to work with, especially for caregivers, you know, the ones who are with them all the time. So
right.
we obviously have the background, the schooling to teach us, the experience to guide us through what we can educate the caregivers on, the family members.
Right.
You'd be surprised. A lot of them are just not educated
in
how to handle their loved ones. So we love to go into the homes, teach them safer techniques.
Yeah, like move those, mm-hmm. get rid of those throw rugs.
Yes, absolutely. Modifying their homes or just different activities. You know, you can't just go in and work with a dementia patient and give them exercises to do. They need to have something that's functional. They need to have something that they can relate to their past experiences.
Or something like a game.
If they were a homemaker, you know, they want to fold clothes and they can stand up and work on their balance and do those things. So there's a lot of challenges, but a lot of gains with working with those with Alzheimer's.
Yeah. But so what can somebody just give some tips to our listeners of some things that people can do with their loved one in their home to keep them active? You know, it's like I live in a townhome, so I have an upstairs and a downstairs. And people say to me all the time, what are you going to do when you're old? Those stairs are going to keep me alive. Because if I have to keep going up and down the stairs, you know, if I have to bring 3 things downstairs, I leave 2 upstairs so that I have to go up again. Because that makes me move. I have to move. You know what I'm saying?
I think staying engaged in social activities is a very huge thing amongst the geriatric population. Sometimes when they become fearful, they stay inside and they become socially isolated and they become fearful of falling, so they don't leave. So I think
and they don't drink water because they might have to go to the
bathroom.
Right,
and they don't
want
to have to get up. So I think keeping them engaged in something that they love to do, you know, getting outside, taking walks, anything that can keep them up and out and safe, you know. I think that something like Ashley had mentioned, that we like to make it fun. We like to make it so they're engaged. You can't just, like she said, hand them some weights and say, okay, we're going to work out. And they're not going to continue with that. They're not going to like that as much. I mean, some people might. But, finding whatever it is for them that is specific to them that they like to, you know, take part in.
So let our listeners know if they wanted to get in contact with you, where they would find you.
Sure. We have a website. It's inhomeseniorfitness.com. You can email us at info@inhomeseniorfitness.com. And I also just want to add that, you know, we work with anyone from healthy and fit. Maybe you're about to get a hip replacement, knee replacement. You know, we would love to work out with you for we call it prehab exercises.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. We obviously do the post-rehab fitness, and anybody that just wants to better their lives, you know, to stay safe, to stay strong. Just like us, we consider ourselves pretty healthy, but we have to continue to go to the gym. We can't just work out for a month and say, all right,
exactly.
We're good.
What do you do before?
What's that?
What do you do before, like, a hip operation?
Yeah, what's the pre?
Oh, well, we would work on overall strength, depending on what the issue is. You know, there are some exercises that we can help to delay if you need, say, a hip replacement, knee replacement, if the timing is just not right for you. If, you know, we've got snowbirds that plan their surgeries.
Exactly.
So we can definitely work on delaying those issues and just, you know, making sure that you're strong enough, because it's if you're in the hospital for one day, it's 5 to 6 days that you lose of strength. So most of our patients are in the hospital for at least a week. I mean, that's months.
Yeah.
Rehab. So it's very important to be ahead of the game.
I never realized that. That is huge.
Yeah.
That is huge.
Most people don't realize that they can get rehab before they have their surgery.
No.
And that's something that is, you can reduce your recovery time in half from a surgery if you get a little bit of therapy or exercise beforehand, if you're doing the right exercises before your surgery.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Did you girls ever think of, like, doing some, like, videos and stuff that people could play to see what to do?
We are actually working on that right now. We're coming up with different ideas. Yes.
Well, if you need any old people,
we'll definitely contact
just
you.
because I think that would be really great that caregivers could have that and play it at home or put it on the TV and get their loved one engaged in it.
Sure. Yeah.
You
absolutely.
Know, kind of thing. That's
I used to do Richard Simmons. Now I could do you.
Yeah.
And you know, and sometimes I'll play tricks with myself if I'm being really good with my exercising and stuff. I'm good with my walking. I'm not always good with my other stuff. And so I play a game with myself. So I put the hand weight in my hand, and I make believe that the hand weight makes the TV stay on. So if I stop the hand weight, I gotta shut the TV off.
That's good. We're gonna use that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Then we need the doctor for your head.
No. Sometimes, on the other hand, is the glass of vodka. No. But yeah, I think with a lot of stuff with exercise and stuff, you just have to change your mindset with it.
Right.
Absolutely. I can. Once I get into it, like, I do weights every day.
She's really good.
And tomorrow, we have the show in the morning. I got to leave in the morning, and I don't want to do them. So I did double today.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I won't miss them. But my walking, I just can't get back. You know, I stop with the heat. It's not hot now. But it's getting going again. Then once I get going, once I miss, then I'm done. That's why I don't miss the... Because I figure I do knee bends and all that stuff, so I figure I'm getting some exercise.
Well, that's a great benefit of having us come in. A lot of our clients actually, they know what to do. They know exercises to do. Some of them are extremely healthy and fit. I mean, they're just as fit as we are, and we're, you know, half their age. They need the accountability. They need the person to
you
say,
you need a partner.
I'm going to be there at Wednesday at 7 a.m., so you better be there, too.
Make yourself coffee and enjoy yourself 7 a.m. You won't be seeing me at
maybe 7 p.m. Yeah, so I think that's really important. And I want to touch back a little bit, too, on the fall prevention, about how important it is. You know, I think it's when I see a senior with a walker running to answer the doorbell, why are we running?
Yeah.
You know, there's no need for that. No. That we're always rushing, and I think a lot of those accidents happen because of that.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And like I said, get rid of the throw rugs.
Oh, yeah. Lighting is so important. Lighting, they need to have their vision checked to make sure they're able to see, especially A lot of our people fall whenever they are getting up in the middle of the night to use the restroom. They don't turn on the light.
Right.
Okay. And then the two other things that we see that keep people or either is a fall risk or that keeps them out of their home is that they can't get into the tub. They can't get their leg up and over. So we practice with them. We show them techniques, the sequencing. We can suggest handrails to be installed in their restrooms for them to be able to safely get in and out of the tub.
Yeah, that's a real scary one.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of great things that are available today. I don't know if I could afford to have it. You know, I'm always saying that as I get older, I need to make some modifications in my bathroom and stuff. Do you know Arlene Grasso from Access and Design? Oh, we'll talk about her, too. She does a lot of the home modification stuff.
So we'd love to talk with her, yes.
Yeah, I'll hook you up with her. And she's on my website, Linda's Caregiver Connections, where you can find a lot of resources. I want you guys to start looking at the website more because there's a lot of things changing with support groups. There's a lot of new support groups coming onto the site. Some old ones have changed a different thing. There's support groups that I do and then other facilitators that I know, like, and trust. You will learn things that is a support group that you will not learn anywhere else.
And they're free.
And they're free. They're all free. They're all free. And then if you have to come 15 minutes late, somebody said, oh, I didn't come because I was going to be 15 minutes late. It doesn't matter. Just come. Because caregivers, you're not alone. And when you're in a room with other people that are going through the same things as you're going through, there's just that camaraderie and there's that caring and there's that understanding. Especially when you're taking care of somebody with Alzheimer's and dementia, because if you're dealing with people that have never been exposed to that, they don't have a clue what you're doing. They don't have a clue what you're doing or what you're dealing with. And then you can come into a room with other people that get it. I remember I had a support group a while back. This was probably about a year ago. And this woman came in, and she was just weeping through most of the meeting. And all of a sudden, she just blurted out. She said, "My husband thinks I'm cheating on him. We've been married 60 years. I would never, ever, ever, ever." And one of the girls in the group says, "Honey, that's part of the disease. I remember when my husband went through that, or my husband's still going through that kind of thing." And you just saw her go. You know, she could just breathe. She may not have said that anywhere else, at church or to a friend. It's very embarrassing, you know, for someone that's 80 years old, that's been married 60 years. It's a whole different ball game. But just her being there, you know, just was a big relief to her, you know, and learning different techniques that work for caregivers. It's the things that you don't find in the books, you know, and I've even had caregivers in some support groups, they become friends. So like there's these one, two ladies, and now they go out once a week for lunch and they bring their moms. So they're doing a little socialization for both of them and they're getting out of the house a little bit. And they both get it if they go to the restaurant, if one's got a little problem and everything, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay. And I've told you about it before, caregivers, and if you want them too, I have business cards that I have made up and it says on the back of the card in so many words, it says something about the person I'm with is suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia, may not always act appropriately or speak properly or whatever. Please be patient with them. When you give that to a server, or to somebody in a store or whatever, you're going to find a whole different experience because they get it, because they understand, and they're more compassionate and caring. So don't be embarrassed or don't be afraid to go out in public because of the way that your loved one is acting, because you know what? It's everywhere today. It's everywhere today, and people understand it. So please do that. So we're going to get ready in a couple of minutes to go to our wonderful partners, because if we don't do that, then I'm not here talking. But before we go do that, just for a moment, I want to talk a little bit about Cash and her bed. Cash is my dog. She's an adorable little dog, and I named her Cash because when I got her, I was trying to acquire prosperity. So I thought, Cash loves me, Cash sleeps with me, Cash is always there for me, and one of my friends goes, Cash goes out the door. I said, and Cash comes right back in. So Cash now has some arthritis in her back legs, and the only time she'll come on my bed is at night when I get up, you know, when I'm ready to go to, I'll just pat the bed, and she would jump on the bed. Now she can't jump on the bed anymore. It's difficult for her. Even if I try to lift her, sometimes it hurts. So, you know, one of my sponsors is MyPillow, and I didn't know it, that MyPillow also makes pet beds. And it is the bomb. I have to tell you, she loves it, and it's just like the rest of the MyPillow beds. It's machine washable. It has a guarantee. It's made in the USA. So if your pet needs a bed, and especially if they have some physical problems, think about getting a MyPillow pet bed. You can just go to the website, mypillow.com, and put in the promo code Linda, and you'll get 30% off. So, yeah. Everybody needs a new bed for their doggies for Christmas. It's all good things. Plus, I just found out, too, that MyPillow donated something like 50,000 pillows to Puerto Rico,
oh, wow,
which I think is really cool, which is really cool.
They had a problem there today.
Again.
They lost a whole bunch of power. It was nothing to do with the storm and putting it back up. Something went wrong, and they were up to 43. They're back down to 20% again.
Scary.
Yeah.
Scary. All right, Tommy, let's go hear from our partners, and don't go away. We'll be back in a little bit.
She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day. Yeah, I know, when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think. They count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can.
Are you looking for some resources, a support group? Inspiration? You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me, and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver, download the caregiver affirmation, or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural method, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838. For your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation.
This is recording.
Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yep, think about it, caregivers. You deserve to take care of yourselves. Like my sister used to tell me all the time, if you don't put the oxygen mask on your face first, you can't help anybody else. So now that we've come back, we're going to talk to Regina Wild. Welcome,
thank
Regina.
Thank you for having me.
I'm just thinking another, I'll be 64 this month. and next year, hopefully she'll be able to help me.
Oh, yes, yes, please call me.
So tell our listeners what they need to know with everything that's going on.
So we're in the right in the middle of Medicare open enrollment right now. It's through December 7th. So I just really wanted to encourage anybody that hasn't checked their plan going into 2018 that they just make sure that they check it every year. We
check it with you.
They can of course they can check it with me. Yes, I'd love it. But a broker, their regular insurance agent, even if they want to go on Medicare.gov to compare what they have to what's coming in 2018.
Do they change it?
Most plans will send you a notice every year that you're on it, and they'll send you an update, but we all know what we get in the mail.
It's so confusing for everybody.
It's confusing. You get slammed with mail, so often it falls into the garbage. We don't look at it.
And why do you have to change it every year?
Well, it is healthcare. Yes.
You know, I don't understand. When I was younger, you know, we'd have your insurance plan, you'd pay your insurance plan. Mm-hmm. It was the same thing every year. Once in a while, it went up a little bit. You always knew your same doctor, and it's so confusing.
It is. And for the most part, most things do stay very similar. But, you know, I mean, there's doctors that don't want to stay in networks.
Right.
So you want to verify that, especially medications, because the formularies change constantly. And that's where a lot of our seniors, their money goes, is on their medications. So if you're not checking your formulary for what you're already on and what's coming in 2018, you might get hit with some bigger bills.
How can they charge like $1,000 for a prescription?
Oh, if I had the answer to that.
It's so insanity.
It is.
First of all, I'm not into the prescriptions to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that they don't have their place.
Right.
I think they're way overused is what I think. But how can you charge somebody that much money for a couple of pills or whatever? How can anybody afford that?
Because the research, they tell you.
Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, there's ones that are still, they don't have a generic, so they can't go into the generic. So there's different tiers as far as the medications and what tier their medication falls in, and there's no way they can know all that unless that's why, you know.
So if somebody's going to look to make a change or to do something, they tell, is somewhere on the application or when they meet with you that they tell you what medications they're on?
I get their medications. I find out who their physicians are, make sure they want, if they want to stay with their physicians. And then I'm a broker, which means that I work with different carriers. So I work with United, Humana, WellCare, work with several different, so I can compare them, make sure that their doctors are staying in network, that their medications are in their formulary and that sort of thing, so that they're making the right choice and not just, oh, my friend has
right
United,
because it might be
so
good for your friend, but it doesn't mean it's good for you.
And she's happy with it. Well, it might not work for, you. So, right. Absolutely.
So if you guys threw that stuff in the garbage that you were supposed to look at, if they want to get in touch with you, where can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can call me. That's easy. 727-637-3215. Or I have a website, which is islandlifeandhealth.com.
You do other medical stuff, though. Don't you like dental and stuff, too? Tell us
what
else
you
do.
Yeah, I can do. I do life insurance, hospital indemnity plans, dental, vision, pretty much anything to do, except for Marketplace.
Except for Marketplace.
Except
Ooh,
for market.
Marketplace. That's just the way it is.
Steer people in the right direction for their needs.
Well, I'm not allowed to use the word steer, but yes, I can guide them.
Yeah, so we get in trouble from
somebody. Yeah. I can guide them. And even if because I'm not contracted with all the providers, but if it's the best fit for them or appears to be the best fit for them.
You'll refer them to who's best for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's really, really important.
I can't steer. You know, I've been a nurse for 7 years. I've been in the senior industry for a long time, so it's very near and dear
to
my heart.
What made you decide to do this and not be a nurse anymore? I'm putting you on the spot again.
I want to be on the front end with them, you know,
right.
Helping them make decisions before they need to make the decisions, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I've seen so many outlive their money or not have,
especially today.
Yeah. You know, being
we're living so much longer.
Yeah, being in long term care for somebody, I've seen so many outlive their money or not have the, you know, they went with the cheapest plan because they got money back from a certain plan or whatnot, which, you know, can be an important factor. But then they don't get the care that they need.
Right.
So
why do they end programs? Like,
because people use them.
No, because E is that they're gonna get rid of after two.
The F plan in 2020. I really don't know. I can't answer that. It's like anything else. Either it's not making them money, or
probably
they're trying to find another direction that's supposed to be a best fit. And I know you all can't see my air quotes, but
Now, if you're with the F plan, you can stay on it for the rest of your life. Can you change companies and still stay on the F plan?
Yes, you can change companies.
Well, that's
today.
That's good to know.
The thing, the only
today, Lynn. Today.
The only problem with the only thing with a supplement, if you're changing, it is supplements are underwritten, so which means that in underwriting they make sure you're healthy and all of those things. So you
thought they weren't allowed to ask you.
Well, no, supplements are different.
Oh.
So it's interesting. So how do they really? You could be a person. You could be applying, and you're not on any meds, and you seem pretty healthy, but you don't exercise. And why should that person get a different price than somebody? How do they tell?
I thought they weren't allowed.
Well, let's back up. So Advantage plans are, you know, are different. You can get into an Advantage plans. They're not underwritten, and supplements are not underwritten in a certain time frame. So, like, right after you turn 65, you have a certain amount of time. There's no underwriting. If you're older
than 65.
Yeah, than 65 and past that frame, then they go through an underwriting process. There's the whole questionnaire that they ask you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And explain to listeners why they need the extra plan. The
supplemental?
Yes.
So Medicare Advantage is your A
paid for by the government.
Right. Well, so you have A and B, which is your original Medicare.
Okay.
Medicare Advantage is your C. So it works like A and B. Your supplement works in tandem with your original Medicare.
Okay.
Okay, so Medicare pays 80%. Your supplement pays 20% typically.
Okay.
So all right. The thing with supplements, though, is they're more expensive.
But then again, your friend got sent home from the hospital very quickly because she didn't have a supplement.
Right. Come closer.
Sorry.
Yeah, really. Say that again, Lynn.
Linda's friend broke both her collarbones.
Both her shoulders.
Both her, and and she had no use of her hands, and she was in the hospital for, what, a week
rehab,
or something?
And, yeah.
Rehab. And then, sorry, you're going home now. Mm-hmm. And she still has no use of her hands, can't pull up her pants.
Yeah.
No, so
if that there happens a lot.
Exactly.
And home senior
she
fitness.
Does.
Yes.
And unfortunately, since I don't know exactly what she had, if she had a Medicare Advantage, some of them, they control all of your costs. So
she's Medicaid.
Yeah, and that's a totally different beast.
Right.
It's a totally different ball game as far as Medicaid. Medicare Advantage definitely has its place. A lot of our seniors are on it. Like I said, because they can save a lot of money, but they control everything.
Yeah.
You know. But better than not having anything. And if they're just on straight Medicare without a supplement, they're gonna get hammered with copays and costs and things, especially if they're hospitalized.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanna ask Ashley and Stacy, so how can exercise help with meds?
A lot of our seniors are on meds to help with their balance. So right there, we can work on their strength and balance and get a lot of them off that. What's that?
Blood pressure meds.
Oh, yeah, blood pressure medications. What was the other one I was going to say? So a lot of type 2 diabetes.
That's what I've heard, so explain that to me.
Okay, so with anything, with exercise, there's a list I could go on for days of all the different diseases, disorders that exercise can help. So with diabetes, it's, you know, just the same thing where you're exercising, all your systems are working together a little bit better. Your blood's circulating,
right.
Your heart is able to, you know, control a lot of the systems in your body to help, you know, all of those. And, you know, circulation down to your legs, a lot of people with neuropathy.
Yeah, my husband had.
Yeah. So just increasing your circulation and through exercise can definitely help reduce a lot of the symptoms with that, too. And neuropathy is something huge with diabetes as well.
Helps regulate your blood sugar. I
mean, absolutely, yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. And hypertension, obviously, just like with diabetes, a lot of these conditions come on to people who just simply did not take care of themselves. You know, they didn't exercise. Their diets are awful. So, I mean, you may not be able to cure the disease per se, but exercise definitely helps. It definitely puts it at bay. You know, a lot of people can maybe even be taken off the medications or decreased.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you just said it about the diet, I read this article recently that they said this next generation is not going to live as long as we are because of all the fast food and everything. Now, part of me thinks maybe that's not such a bad idea, depending on how healthy you are. You know, I don't want to live to 100 and not be healthy, you know, kind of thing. But, you know, as far as meds, too, my listeners know, I go to the chiropractor twice a week. I get acupuncture when I feel I need it. And I'm not on any meds, and I think that makes such a big difference.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, I think people could avoid a lot of other stuff if they took the time to just make sure their body's working and pay attention to your body.
I think two of our largest groups of people, well, our biggest one, arthritis. We can help increase their flexibility, reduce their joint pain with just some simple sub-pain exercises.
Really?
Yeah, and weight bearing, especially for people with osteoporosis, they don't realize how important weight bearing exercises are so important for osteoporosis. You're going to help reduce.
What, with weights?
Yeah.
Weight bearing, like standing for your exercises as opposed to sitting, to get your joints and your body all aligned. It's just so important for osteoporosis. And
I don't have that. I have osteopenia.
Oh, okay.
But you still gotta be careful.
I'm on the way.
Yeah.
That was because I ate and did nothing in my 20s and 30s. I ate garbage.
But you exercise.
You're one of the people Ashley was seeing, talking about. It's also people who, you know, some people also get those things too. Even if they tried, they were healthy and they work out. A lot of, you know, we're seeing people get cancer and they were, you know, they lived a healthy lifestyle.
Right. Right.
We have, there's research that shows breast cancer, colon cancer, endometrial, and lung cancer are just a few of the cancers that can be almost prevented by just exercise.
Whoa.
I just heard that this week.
Yeah.
I'm starting walking again.
Yeah, you got to start. You can, any age is the right age to exercise is what we say.
And so if somebody's just starting too, you know, they haven't been using weights. They haven't been walking. Now, you don't want them to get hurt. My stepmother is 81 years old. She was on the show a couple weeks ago. So one day I'm talking to her and she's like, oh, Linda, my leg hurts so bad. I had to go to the acupuncturist. I said, what did you do to your leg? She goes, I overdid it my first day at yoga. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So how should they start out? If they're just somebody's just listening today and said, you know what? I need to get moving. I need
walking.
To do something. Yeah. Walk this way.
Well, exercise is a science. You know, we're experienced in being able to take a person and figure out their baseline. You know, you guys, you two look the same, but when we get down to it, if we do a balance test, we offer free consultations, and we do a balance test when we meet you. So we have different things that we look for.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we do strength tests. So everybody's different, and you individually have a baseline.
She is so flexible.
Yeah, I am pretty.
She's very flexible. Now, my sister's a wonderful athlete. She golfs and swims and does everything. But she could tell by just her body that she was flexible. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Run up and down the stairs.
So even people who have, you know, cardiac disease at all, any type of heart disease, you can definitely still start. And we just have to start slow. You don't want to jump into anything ever. So
if somebody wants to just, like,
slow,
start walking around the block, yeah, how far should they walk in the beginning?
Well, that depends on
depending
their
on how they feel.
Too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Isn't swimming a good thing?
Oh,
swimming is great,
especially
for
if you're
arthritis.
Overweight. And if you're overweight.
Yes.
Yeah. Swimming is one of the best exercises.
Because you don't hurt your knees.
Yeah.
It takes your body, too.
Right.
I mean, just listen to your body. Most of us know our body, so just paying attention to ourselves if we start
and
something.
People ignore it all the time. How many times you hear somebody, you know, if they had gone to the doctor earlier, if they had an early diagnosis, they would be in a much better spot than they are from ignoring it.
Right. Some of our people, we are starting, and the first day we might only take 2 steps.
Yeah.
And that is big for them.
Right.
So everyone is just different, and like Ashley said, we do a consult with them. We start at their baseline. We don't jump into it too fast. We like to ease into it. We don't leave them sore.
Well, if it's too hard, they're not going to want to do it.
Right, yeah. And we don't want to have any injuries, so we take everything in stride, slow.
Can you address the part of walkers and the importance of walkers if it's needed? Because I see too many seniors falling where I think if they had a walker, they may not have.
Right,
and
yeah.
And is it just a vanity thing?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, that's... That's a big challenge.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of clients do not want to use the walker, but what is worse, you know?
Exactly.
Using the walker in public or falling and, you know.
And maybe not be able to walk again.
Exactly. Right. Breaking your hip, cracking your head open, you name it. I mean, that is so much
worse. It's scary, too, because you break something, you go in the hospital because you break something, and then there's all the mother cooties you can get there.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know, people get MRSA and this and.
C-diff.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible.
Yes. The number one sign, I would say, that someone needs to start using a device is if they're furniture walking in their home.
Oh, that's all right. So caregivers, you're listening to that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a sign that they definitely need an assistive device.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even think of that.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Because people, they fake it. They fake it for as long as they can.
Yeah, because they don't want to, right.
I know,
yep.
But... kind of silly.
Yeah.
You know, and they got like cool walkers today too.
They do.
You know?
They call them the Cadillac of walkers. We can spaz them up. We can bedazzle them.
Why not?
A little
not?
Bling.
Yeah. A little bling never hurt.
All of our little ladies like to put flowers and make them cute.
Yeah.
So it's fun. You can make it fun.
Yeah, it's good. So we're going to get ready to go once again to our partners, B because they keep us on the air. Don't go away. We'll be back in a little bit.
One of my most favorite places in the world is Arden Courts of Seminole. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart every time I go in there and see how joyful the residents are. So give a call to Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800. You'll be glad you did.
You can also call them at their Largo location, 727-559-8411. That's 727-559-8411. Call today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Just call 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Oh, we got fancy horns today.
We do.
Yeah, I kind of like that. That's kind of cool. All right, hit it, Lynn.
Okay, on November 29th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Assisting Hands Home Care is having a Silver Santa Party to bring cheer to needy elders, where you can pick a tag off the tree and go shopping or bring a donation. They need toiletries including shampoo, soap, deodorant, socks, underwear, puzzles, t-shirts, and Depends. Confidence pants.
Yes.
Please RSVP to 727-748-4211. That's 727-748-4211.
And people, they're asking for these things because they need them. Because they need these shampoos. Because they need these toiletries. Because they need these clothes. And nothing, I love Toys for Tots, but when you're buying that toy for a kid, buy something for a senior too. Because last year, even with Toys for Tots, they were giving us stuff back. There's some of these seniors don't have any family. They don't have any resources. They don't have anything. So just go to the dollar store and pick up a bunch of stuff. Please.
Perfect.
Please.
On December 10th at 3 p.m., the Matinee Opera Players will perform a holiday show at the Performing Arts Center in Pinellas Park. As always, it is pay what you can, and there's plenty of free parking. There will be door prizes, raffles, and exhibitors. For more information, call 727-204-4163. That's 727-204-4163.
Great show. And where can you go where you can pay whatever you want? Not too many places. And they really give a great show. So check it out.
Now, Art and Course of Seminole is offering free memory screenings on the third Friday of every month from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. If you are worried about a loved one, you can make an appointment by calling 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800.
Terrific. And as I said, you can go on the website for a list of support groups and other events that are going on. And if you're a professional in the community and you have an event that you want to let caregivers know about, you can email them to me at ccevents2017@aol.com. That's ccevents2017@aol.com. Ladies, let's repeat your information for all our listeners again.
Yes, we are in Home Senior Fitness, and we're actually in Tampa Bay area. We service all of Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Polk counties.
Wow.
Yes, and right now, because it's fall and we want to prevent falls,
yay,
we have a fall special. So we're offering 15% off, and our phone number you can reach us at is 386-547-9516. And if you are a internet person, you can find us on the web at inhomeseniorfitness.com. And the phone number again was 386-547-9516.
So professionals also that are out there listening to the show, these girls can help you with your clients, yes, and find a better way. So you just heard their information, or you can go to the website and find it. But I think it's really important that we start looking at better alternatives. Regina.
Yes, you can call me. It's a free service to you. You do not pay an insurance broker anything. So it's 727-637-3215, 727-637-3215, or on the internet at islandlifeandhealth.com.
And when is open enrollment up?
It ends December 7th.
And there's no, like last year there was like some extensions and stuff, but it's not going to happen this year, right?
No, there's disenrollment in January. Yes, get okay on it on the 7th. There are some special enrollment periods during the year, but don't count on those.
Okay. All right. Good. So, guys, you need to go to the website to connectingcaregiversradio.com and nominate a caregiver. We're going to have our next winner, I believe, the first show in December.
December 2nd.
Our next winner will be on the show. And what our winners get is they get 8 hours of respite care with either Arden Courts or Maria's Adult Daycare or Assisting Hands, so whatever works out best for them. And you get all sorts of goodies like massages and haircuts and dinners and all sorts of swag. Lynn and I love swag.
We do.
So, just go onto the website and nominate somebody. It's really easy. It's just a short form to fill out. And in the beginning, we were picking winners when we thought who was the best. You're all the best. We can't pick. So what we do is we put all the names in a hat, and we pick one out, and then the next month they go in again. So you always have a chance to win. So if you already came up, don't worry about it. You have another chance. Okay, I'm getting notices here. We're getting to the end of the show, so thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. Tell your friends to listen to us. Like us on Facebook at Connecting Caregivers Radio. Look forward to spending time with you again next week. Remember, God loves you, and have a delicious day.
Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay, WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.